Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hey, Daniel.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I made a call. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we also have Auntie Betty.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. And you?
Fine.
Great. Andrew, if you want to go ahead and start your reading, I'll plug everybody else in.
Okay, I was turning off the music, too.
Okay,
I'm going to start in Genesis 31. Jacob flees from Laban. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father." And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude toward him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out of to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, "I see that your father's attitude toward me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said, 'The speckled ones will be your wages,' then all the flock gave birth to the speckled young. And if he said, 'The streaked ones will be your wages,' then all the flocks bore streaked young. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob?' I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land.'" Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have some more callers join. We have Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Do we have Mrs. Williams?
Williams, yes.
Good evening.
Heidi, good evening.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And do we have Reverend and Mrs. Allen?
No, that's your mother and daddy.
Oh, okay. Mom and Mr. Varner.
Oh, God.
Good evening, everyone. Okay, let me just do a roll call so you everyone would know who's all here. We have Loretta, Daniel, Auntie Betty, Brian, Mrs. Williams, Mom, and Daddy Varner. Did I miss anyone?
Amen.
My granddaughter Kayla is joining us. She's
Amen. Home. Hi, Kayla.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Okay, man.
Hey, Uncle Jet.
And little Stacy will be joining later.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Okay. So, Matthew.
Yes. Mother, would you lead us in reading Matthew 19:26?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God,
But with God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that, Mother. And I'll turn the agenda over to Loretta to do the opening prayer and blessing of the line.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share with the group. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we would like to thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. We thank you for your love, for your patience, for your words, for wisdom, and most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, for you say when there are two or more gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst of it all. And we thank you for that. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer line tonight. Cover these airways with the blood of Jesus, for there is power in the blood. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless us, America, and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, it's still an open session, so we're just going to do a round table. And I would like to start with Daddy Varner.
And it looked like we had a... Excuse me, Daddy Varner. Looked like we had another caller to join in, Angela.
I thought that was Mrs. Williams' number. No, that's the Allens.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Allen.
Yes, Mrs. Allen.
Okay.
All right, then, go away.
All right, tell Mr. Allen we said hello.
Okay, I will.
All
and
right.
Hello, too.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Loretta. All right, Daddy.
Okay. Accept to be God promised our eternal life. And we can describe to be John 3:16. Mm-hmm. And the message, God has promised of victory over death. He first resurrected Jesus by assuring our resurrection, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has promised eternal life to those who believe and who will obey him. God desires that all men be saved. It is his will that none should perish, but all have everlasting life and not eternal damnation. Those of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ are looking forward to one day seeing him face to face. John 42:2-3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they that will never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Are you preparing to inherit the mansion God has prepared for you? Jesus is coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. It behooves us to be ready when he comes. No man knows the day nor the hour, but be like the five virgins who were wise, who had oil in their lamp. And when the bridegroom came, they were ready to go with him. Don't be like five foolish who had their lamp, but no oil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy. All righty. How about you, Auntie Betty?
Yes, from Isaiah chapter 1.
Amen.
Oh, God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto you. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open up the prison to them that are bound. Proclaim the accepted year of the Lord, and day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. For appointed unto him that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful for ash, and oil of joy for mourning, the garment of the praise, for the spirit of heaven, that they might call trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, Loretta, would you like to say anything to?
Sure. I'll be reading from the Daily Bread, and the title is All That is Precious. The reading is from 1 Peter 2:1-10. Throughout my life, I accumulated a lot of stuff. I have boxes of things that at one time were important, but over time have lost their intrigue. And as a collector, I realized that the thrill is in searching for the acquiring a new piece to add to the collection. Then my attention turned towards the hunt for the next item. While we piled up many things that are important to us, very little of it is really precious. In fact, over time, I have learned that the most precious thing in life are not material items at all. Rather, it's the people who have loved me and built into my life who are precious. When I find my heart saying, I don't know what I'll do without them, I know that they are indeed precious to me. So when Peter refers to Jesus as a chief cornerstone, elect precious, in 1 Peter 2 through 6, it should resonate in our heart that he is truly precious, our prized possession above everything and everyone else. Where would we be today without the constant, unfailing companionship of his faithful presence, wise and perfect guidance, merciful patience and comfort, and transforming reproof? What would we do without him? I can't even imagine. Lord, help us not to focus on fleeting treasure, but on you, our most precious treasure. Teach us the joy of revealing in you and your loving presence and provisions in our life. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome, Loretta. Thank you. All righty, Daniel?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Love everybody. I'm reading out the Shall Not Want again. And favor with God and men.
Amen.
Okay, see, chapter out of Luke 2, last verse 52 says,
Amen.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Like Jesus, we should desire to be in favor with God and man. The prophet Daniel was given revelations not only for his days, but for unto the future as well. Most of his revelation of the future was revealed to Daniel because, like Jesus, he had favor with God and man. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, Brian?
Yep. I just want to read what we went over at church today. It's coming out of Acts 27:13-25, and the topic was believing God. And the notes that I took is, we want bread, but God wants truth. Time is in God's hands. And we always ask questions like, does prayer really make a difference? And God sends his word to instruct us in righteous living through angels, prophets, messengers, and et cetera. Everybody has a guardian angel, maybe more. Psalm 119 is what he put on, what he talked about also. And Jesus is wiser than the devil, walked in agreement with God. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Brian.
Amen.
Alrighty, Mrs. Williams.
I'd like to share from Mark 11, begin with verse 22 through 25.
Amen.
Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that whatever he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you will have, and you shall receive it, and it will be yours. And when you are standing praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. The explanation on this verse, rather these verses, is the kind of prayer that moves mountains is a prayer for the fruitfulness of God's kingdom. This these verses tell us that there is nothing too hard or impossible for God. We know within ourselves that it's impossible for us to speak to a mountain and it would be cast into the sea. But God is letting us know what seemed impossible for us is possible for him. And these are the conditions that we must meet in order to have our prayers answered. Number one, we must be a believer. Number two, we must not hold any grudges against another person. Number three, we must not pray with selfish motives. Number four, our requests must be for the good of God's kingdom. To pray effectively, we must have faith in God, not faith in the objects or our requests. If we focus on any other thing, like our requests, that means that we have left out our belief and trust in God. When we pray, let nothing come before us. And this to say, we have faith in God and nothing shall be impossible for us. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you very much for that, Mrs. Williams. Would Kayla like to say something?
She's going to do the when we come. She has a song that she's going to sing for us.
Okay.
Doing,
okay.
Testimony time.
And what about Stacy?
Stacy is going to do scripture during that time also.
Okay.
We're
going
to have
no
to round her up.
No problem. Okay. So the next person I have on my list is Mom.
Yes, I'm going to read the family of God.
Amen.
The family is the oldest human institution and the genesis of interaction between persons. The health of our community and our nation is a reflection of the health of the family. But in the last half of the 20th century, an increased number of families have become dysfunctional and broken, which have resulted in dysfunction and broken community and nation. The failure is the result of putting the cart before the horse. The family has been looking in the wrong direction for guidance. The Bible is the best source of guidance and wisdom for family life. In Deuteronomy, God instructs the father, who is the head of the family, to memorize the law of God and teach them to his children. Proverbs is a gold mine of wisdom for family living. In the New Testament, passages such as Ephesians offer a wealth of wisdom. We are told a husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church. The children are admonished to obey their parents in the Lord. The parents are told to bring children up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. The health of our individual family is reflected on the health of the family of God. In this passage in Hebrews, the writer category a wealth of guidance of how we interact as God's family.
keep on loving each other as brothers. Entertain strangers. Marriage should be honored. Be content with that you have. The writer of Hebrews goes with encouragement to our family and for the family of God. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us with a pleasing to him. What is pleasing to him? Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. God's way is the best way for family and for the family of God to live. If we pay attention to God's command and follow them, our family will be healthier, the family of God will be healthier, and our community and nation will be better place to live.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother. And then I have Mrs. Allen.
All right, I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, starting at the 7th verse. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for that they know they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the thing of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the thing that God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Spirit teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritual disconcern. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is righteousness judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Allen. Thank you very much. Okay. All righty. Well, we will move over into our agenda for the sick and the shut-in. If you would just bow your heads, please.
I want to add somebody in the sick and shut-in, the Denard family.
Denard's?
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Before we get started, then, let's just have a moment of silence for the Denard family. They lost a daughter-in-law on Tuesday. So let's just have a moment of silence, please. you, thank you. And God give the family strength during this grieving period.
Okay, Angela.
Amen.
Amen. I also need to add someone. Hubert requested I add a Crenshaw to the sick and shut-in list.
Okay. Alrighty. Got it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this day to pray for our sick family and friends. We're starting the list off with Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellums, Malachi, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Mrs. Waters and family, Lenny and family, Jeanette Williams, Tanya Laitler, Georgia and Rayco and mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, and Crenshaw. And that concludes my list. Your word in John 15:7-8 says that if we abide in you, your word abides in us. So we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done for us. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us total healing and total deliverance from all sicknesses, diseases of any kind. We ask you, Father, to give us total restoration. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Alrighty, now we're in the birthday greetings. And this is for the week of June the 23rd through the 28th. Do we have any birthdays?
Not that I know of.
Tay-Tay. Tay-Driana.
Mm-hmm.
My goddaughter, Tay-Tay.
Oh, okay. When her birthday?
26.
You want to sing to her?
Okay.
Yeah, you do need to sing to her.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tay-Tay. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Brian. Okay, so now we're at the point of our agenda where we're doing praises, testimonies, songs, or poems. So if you don't have anything to share, when I get to your name, please just say pass. Okay, Loretta?
Oh, I thought about singing tonight, but I think I'll do the Dear God.
Okay.
No, sing.
Sing. So far today, I have done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy. I haven't been grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I am very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, Lord, I am going to get out of this bed, and from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot of help from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Daniel? I'll come back to Daniel. Auntie Betty?
I pass.
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, Daniel. Go ahead.
I just want to say I love everybody, and we got to just be safe in this all this hot heat, you know. It's getting ready to come, so I just want to say amen to everything. All right?
Amen. Thank you. Love you.
Okay. How about you, Brian? Thank you, Daniel. How about you, Brian?
I just got a testimony that I made a 97 on my first math test, so I'm making the president list in August. So,
all right,
pray for
then.
Me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 97 on what? And what are you doing? Fill us in.
I'm same thing I've been doing. Computers.
Talk to us.
Computers, IT.
Oh, you attending school now?
Yeah, I've been there for about 2 months.
Amen.
2 months or a month now.
Amen. All right. Congratulations.
Great.
Thank you.
Way to go. Thank you. Thank you. All righty. Mrs. Williams?
I'll pass.
Okay. Mom?
Yes, I'm going to read a poem about family.
Amen.
I'm hung up on family tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Family is like a warm blanket on a chilly day. Family is like a road map when we have lost our way. Family is like a soft cushion for a head that's weary. Family is like a soft tissue to eyes that are teary. Family is like the glue that mend a broken vase. Family is like a bookmark that help us keep our place. Family is like the whole that greater than any of its parts. Family is like us, whether born or lineage or kindred heart. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Mother. Well, I will go next, and I'm still reading about praying for our adult children.
Amen.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, and my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalms 18:2. Lord, we pray that when our adult children go through tough times, that you will be their defender. We pray that they will learn to look to you to be their help. The enemy's strength is nothing in light of your great power. We pray that they will learn to cry out to you in their troubles, so you will deliver them out of their distresses. No matter what happens, we pray they would ultimately be able to say, "This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Help them to understand that they can lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make them to dwell in safety. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
All righty. Moving right along, Daddy Verner.
Yes. Going to read. Remember.
Oh, I thought you was gonna sing.
I ain't quite got together yet. So in the meantime, I just read a little bit. Remember who is with you.
Amen.
Two are better than one. God said it. Believe it. You are never, never, never alone in this world. Invisible, but not undeniable. Your Creator is standing by you, the very moment, even as you are reading the very word. For He had said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Keep walking. Picture this. You are in your car. You are driving in a heavy hailstorm. You don't stop, but keep driving, knowing you will move out of the stone rain. Remember Joseph. Remember David. Every day adversity was simply a stepping stone toward the stone. Keep walking. When thou passes through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the river they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord, the God. Isaiah 43:2-3. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy. Alrighty, Mrs. Allen.
I'll pass.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, we'll go with our guest, Kayla.
Okay.
Kayla?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, Donovan. Okay. You ready, all of you?
Waiting on you,
yeah.
Girl.
Okay. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Kayla? Another Jellica boy.
Sing for the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Thank you for that, Kayla. All righty. And do we have Stacy?
Okay, little Stacy. Come on, say goodbye.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Psalms 23:1.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, ladies. Awesome, awesome treat. Okay. Moving on to the next section of our agenda is the Serenity Prayer. And, Daddy Berna, can you lead us in the Serenity Prayer?
All righty. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I cannot change.
The curve to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference.
Amen. Alrighty. We're at our closing prayer, and Loretta always get it mixed up. We should be doing Psalms 23.
Amen. Got it right, girl. Psalms 23.
Auntie Bet, would you be willing to read that one for us?
Yes, I will.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou nodded my head with awe, my cups running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, well, that concludes our call for today, and I'm going to turn it over to Loretta to give us a closing prayer.
Okay, right before I go into the conclusion, I'm asking for a traveling mercy. Loretta and Leroy will be headed to the ATL in about 10 minutes. Amen, amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. We must keep the devil at bay, so call on the name of Jesus. And when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share God's good news. Dear God, we ask that you order our steps this week in Jesus' name. May you all have a blessed week. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone. We love
all
you.
All right, and welcome, and thanks for joining, Kayla and Stacy.
Yeah, that's right. Come back again, Stacy and
Kayla. All right, everyone, have a great
day. Hey, Auntie, you coming to my place, right?
Likewise.
Yeah, I'll call you as soon as I get there, sweetie.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Good night,
right,
everyone.
Bye-bye. Again, thank you for joining and listening to the Family Nellums Prayer Weekly Session. We hope that you have a blessed week and hope that you listen again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.